Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Don, RJ, good morning. Good morning.
Jerry, what were your emotions during that game on Sunday against Cleveland, and how are you feeling about it afterwards?
Well, I think I was disappointed for everyone, all constituencies, and really thought after we had taken the lead, I thought the sequence of turnovers, those were terrible, unfortunate. But if you think about it, it is an area that you can say you can correct. Turnovers can come in bunches, but I'll be very candid with you. I haven't seen them miss kind of bunches. So I'm quite a turnover guy, because not that everyone isn't, but in our situation, to explain what's happening to us, because there's no question the turnovers have certainly altered significantly at least two of the three losses that we've had. Can we play better than we're playing in all phases? Absolutely, but that's honestly to be expected. We should expect to get better in these circumstances, the fourth game of the year. We should expect to be better from here, and I'm talking about as far as our assignments, as far as our executing our schemes. We could expect to be better. We're going to have to stop those turnovers. We can stop those turnovers, and we can execute better. If you put the two together, things never happen. There's never one thing. There's never two things. There's many things. But you put those turnovers to this side, and everybody goes, duh, of course. You put the turnovers out of the way, and you give us better field position, we'll play better, and we'll win games.
Jerry, would you say you're more like angry with how the season's transpired through four games, or disappointed in where they are right now?
Well, I'm disappointed because I know that the proverbial, we're four games into this thing. You don't have to look at how the state that we're in the NFC East Conference. I don't believe anyone has doubted that it's possible for us to be in the playoffs. What I think I can add to the mix is that firsthand, I know we can do better for the outcome of the games. Eliminate those turnovers. We're going to get better at working our schemes. We're going to get better on individual technique. Other teams are too. We're going to have the benefit of the help on the way. Those are players that we've got out that can actually come back and help us. I think all of that can happen for us. I really do. There's no reason why it can't, and there's no reason why, as we sit right here today, we can't be in contention. And I know the quality of our talent. I believe in it. And we can play at a level that can have some good things happen for us at the end of the year.
Jerry Jones here on The Fan. Jerry, we agree that the turnovers should go away. It's a crazy amount for you guys. But on the other side of the ball, you know, you've been historically bad to start off the season. You haven't wanted to bring in much help from the outside. Last week you said a lot of it was X's and O's. Are you past that now? Why do you believe that you have the internal talent not to have a really bad defense like we've seen so far?
Well, I judge the talent. I judge the talent by what we've had in the past. I judge the talent by what we're asking them to do, what the schemes are asking them to do. They need to do it. They need to do it in unison. They need to basically execute the scheme and the plan and let the plan, trust the plan, trust the scheme. You hear that all the time. Just trust the play. Trust your preparation. Trust the play. And that can be challenging if you've got a new system, And we certainly have a new system, but there are other clubs that have new systems too, especially over on the defensive side of the ball. So I think we will trust our schemes better. I certainly think that your coaching staff is capable and can make adjustments, and this business we're in is nothing but a week-to-week series of adjustments. It's all about adjusting, and you've got to be a different team as you move through the year. We're capable of all of that. This is a good coaching staff. I've got a lot of confidence in it. I think we have a really good chance of being a lot better as we go forward here.
Did you have any conversation or thoughts about Mike Nolan's job status?
No, I don't. That if you think about it at this juncture, that's not something that you would go to. Don't need to. We're getting the benefit of a coach that has a lot of experience. He's seen a lot of football. He's coached a lot of football. He's lived around a lot of football. He has answers there. Can they be answers that we all get on the page with? But that's the issue. That's the challenge of how to execute it when it's in live action. But we've got somebody here that can tell you where we're apt, where we're inapt, where we need changes as well as anybody on the planet, and Mike.
Jerry, McCarthy said after the game, we're going to be multiple on defense. We're not going to simplify this thing. How do you feel about that with the craziness of the COVID offseason, limited time together? Why not, you know, for lack of a better term, dumb things down, make things more simple if confusion is causing a lot of these breakdowns defensively?
Well, I think everything is degree most of these kinds of conversations, especially how you're going to approach your work, how you're going to approach a game plan. Everything is by degree. You can make it less by one scheme. You can make it more by one scheme. So it's by degree. Everything is adjustable. Now, what is happening is that Mike and his coaching staff are continuing to make adjustments. By the very nature, just particularly our team, we were coming in instituting some different things, different techniques, different concepts, but at the same time emphasizing what you have to have, and that's on the individual. You got to have confidence in the scheme. You got to have confidence in yourself. And so I think that's what he's alluding to. We can have the numbers of things for the players to do that are within the capability of the players. We can do that, and we will do that.
Jerry, does it bother you to hear terms like lack of confidence and lack of effort being thrown out there after the Cleveland game and this so early into the season? Amari Cooper said, we don't have confidence right now. Steven reiterated yesterday, we got to get our confidence. Does that surprise you or bother you to hear surprise and lack of effort being tossed out there?
I can't. All of those things you're talking about are the things associated with, apart from looking at a score, which the score can, as one coach said, do what you are, can be a very strong, if you will, arguing point, the score of the game or the stats on a game. But those terms you're throwing out are a part of football that I have heard since I was 8, 9, 10 years old.
Jerry Jones joining us here, 105.3 The Fan. You guys have been sort of hesitant to go and bring in anyone from the outside. Do you still think the answers are in-house?
Well, I don't think that we've been hesitant. If you look at the makeup of this roster, we've got several players that are veteran players that are from the outside. What you're implying is that there is a football player out here that is available under the right sets of circumstances that could improve us.
Yeah.
We do that and think about that every day. And would in a minute, if a player that can improve us, that certainly fits us, if you think about it, from the standpoint of our plan right now, this coming week, I assume your question is, somebody that could help you next week.
Right.
Bring in someone that could help you next week. well, you could get some help next week and just absolutely wreck the hell out of your plans for your salary cap a month from when the season's over or this coming year. I know you understand all this, and the point is, if he's out there, and if he can help us, and it's within the plan, but if it's within what we can tolerate, you can bet your dollar we're going to improve.
Jerry, what position group defensively is worrying you the most right now? Defensive line gave up 300. Injuries to the linebackers. We've seen the secondary confusion. That's why Earl Thomas keeps getting brought up every week. What are you most concerned about in terms of your defensive position groups?
Well, you've asked them, you put it over on defense, and I see improvement in every position on defense, either through personnel, help on the way, people that weren't out there Sunday, going to be out there in the coming weeks ahead. I see improvement in personnel. I see improvement as a position group in practice and what we can do going forward. I see improvement there in defense, and but it's across the board. I want us to there are things we can do better in all position groups. The concern that I have, the one that I'm the most concerned about as a position group on the entire team, is our offensive line, and that has to do with the ability to have position flex and move our players in and out as our injury situation dictates and calls on. And that's a challenge. Uniquely, it's probably in the top one or two of any team in the NFL is how to work through this offensive line relative to our players available and relative to the continuity of putting the game on. And I'm talking about that you see as you look at these teams play throughout the weekend and throughout the season, you'll see that's one of their biggest challenges, protection, or basically keeping that offense going. I think it's an area where we can do good, and I give us a plus there as I look down the road of what this team's going to look like.
Jerry, is it looking like you guys will not have Lael Collins for the rest of the year due to surgery?
It looks that way this morning. And it will be that way if we if he has surgery. And right at this particular time, there's a plan for him to have surgery. But I don't have the detail on that.
Jerry, you've mentioned in the past that you know one of your bigger regrets is not winning during the Romo window. Are you kind of scared that we're maybe going down that same road with Dak and the performances he's put up?
Well, I think you have to have a balance. When you say balance, when you're having these stats, we all are aware we're having these stats when we haven't put ourselves in a good place to win the game. There's a lot of it coming when we've got a lot of ground to make up. We're quite behind in the score. And we've got to change that. The stats show that you're very capable of making the kinds of plays that can win football games. But that's to use what you've been hearing since the game. We've got to play coordinated football. We've got to play the full game defense and special teams as well as that offense. And we've got to play it where it's complementary. We were in a position to do it briefly out there Sunday with our lead, and then we turned it over. So we've got to get those two. You get those two together where we're complementary. You can certainly play. We are very capable of playing defense in complementary football. We have the personnel to do it. We have the scheme to do it. We can execute well enough to do it. I'll say this completely. If we've got a complementary game going on and we combine what we're not doing on defense, some of the flaws we're having with the turnovers that we're getting at the wrong time, and I don't know of anybody who can win a football game doing that.
Jerry, you're down 41-14 against Atlanta. It was 29-10. Dak brings the team back. Some people call those garbage time stats, hollow or empty numbers. How do you view the numbers that he puts up in those situations where the team's down big, but he still brings them back?
I don't. I call those plays that are not garbage. They're great plays. They're competing. They're doing it the way you have to do to give you a chance to win that football game. Now, they're certainly not garbage. And I view it that way. Usually when you're having to make those kinds of plays, and then you've got to turn right back around and get a turnover or get a quick out, and then turn around and come up with another possession that requires those kinds of plays, and you've got about two or three of those looking you in the eye as you go through the process or progress of the game, then that's not winning football. That is very difficult to win football games doing it that way. And that certainly happened when we were here with Romo from time to time, and it's happening to us, and it's happening to us too much. That's why we're 1-3.
Jerry Jones, every Tuesday here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, what have you noticed or observed about Mike McCarthy and the way he's handling or addressing or dealing with this early adversity?
Well, I think that no one first of all, you can't dial this up and practice it. I've noticed a undeniable resolve to correct it or to make corrections within the game or within the process of getting the team ready for the game. There's no quit in this. There's no diminishing of hope. If practice in adversity helps build a part of the team, we've obviously had our share to open a season with. But I have seen this team, the very thing we were just talking about on coming back from behind, I've seen this team really respond to adversity. I have never, ever been a part of a Dallas Cowboy football team where we didn't have periods of time like periods of time we're having so far this year. We're just getting a real dose of it early. That is, I'm not going to say that I know that's good for you one way or the other, but teams that can battle back through adversity, there's an element of when you do get your nose butted, there is an element of knowing that you can get over that and still win the football game that I can say is a positive thing. We don't need any more practice at it, though.
Jerry, Jalen Smith's been, getting beaten up pretty good by the fans on social media. How have you viewed his performance over the first quarter of the season?
Well, I think Jalen, you're talking about Jalen Smith?
Yes.
Yes. I think Jalen Smith has been courageous. I'll use that word right there, in his performance. He gives you everything that he's got. And I think that when you think about how significant our change is on defense, and you think about his role in quarterbacking it and making a lot of the calls and doing a lot of the mental aspects that the team needs to have done at his position out there, then you can give him reasons why that we're sitting here having this conversation. His effort, I think it's safe to say that he has not had a losing effort. We've lost some games, but he has not had a losing effort. There's three criteria out there, a winning effort, a losing effort, and an effort that won't get you beat. He has not had a losing effort. And he'll give you everything he's got, and we've got players that will do that for us out there, and he certainly has got the talent. I'll say without question, he has the talent to be the middle linebacker on a winning championship team.
Last thing, Jerry, does it look like you guys will be missing Joe Looney for a couple of weeks with the MCL?
Well, it does. The obvious play but Baidez will come into play here real quickly. That's usually the way it works. We anticipate that. That's the way that normally a young player gets an opportunity to play. But Joe will be missed. He is truly one of the leaders of this football team, and he will be missed out there, but he'll be the first to tell you that this guy can, Baidez, his backup, should be able to rise, I've emphasized, rise to the occasion.
Jerry, thank you as always for handling the tough questions, and good luck against a familiar face coming back
bet,
to town.
Guys, let's get some circumstances that we don't have these tough questions. Are we all for that? I am. All right.
Yes. Thank you, Jerry.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.